Behind the Black with Bob Zimmerman. I'm John Batchelor. We're going space exploring. But first, budget cuts at JPL. Bob, JPL is the source of miracles of robot probes these last years in the solar system, far in excess of our expectations of the MAN program. But they're cutting contractors. Why?
Well, they say it's because NASA has told them to do so, and it's because of, quote, an uncertain federal budget for the 24 budget year. And they've said they've laid off 100 contractors due to these expected cuts, and they're almost all related to the very troubled Mars sample return mission, which is vastly over budget, and Congress can't make up its mind whether to fund it or not. And everyone is saying they've got to redesign the program anyway because it's not well thought out. And so JPL has laid off 100 contractors. In November, NASA announced a slowdown of work on MSR. And it's interesting because Congress yet has not appropriated the money to demand the slowdown. So I think there's a little bit of lobbying going on here by both JPL and NASA. This is a procedure they've done now for 40, 50 years, where they announce cuts to programs that the Congress wants. And by cutting those programs publicly, they force Congress, they put political pressure on Congress to fund them. They do this temporary cut, hoping to force Congress to give them the money, and then they have the money. And that's worked for decades. Whether it'll work this time, I don't know, since we are trillions over budget, and who knows. Congress, they sees the budget as a blank check. They don't care that we're trillions over budget, but then there are others who do. So I don't know what's going to happen here, John. Either way, JPL has cut some people.
And Mars samples return, you mentioned that. That was a mission we talked about before that was enormously expensive, and they were still building it. That is one of the cuts?
This is all focused on that. And they're not even building it. To a certain extent, they're just simply trying to design it. They keep changing the design.
Right.
So it's got serious problems. One of the things is it does not use or even consider the use of SpaceX's Starship. If Starship becomes operational, it could very easily do everything needs to be done much cheaper than the proposals and in a much simpler manner. But, you know, once again, that's one of the things they're looking at right now. We'll have to wait and see.
It's amazing to me, Bob, that they don't all get together and say, you know, SpaceX works. Our job would be a lot easier and we can do a lot more. This is JPL talking, not Manspace.
You got to remember, once again, we're dealing with government. If private enterprise were involved, it would look for the cheapest, best options and would buy it. But this is the government and there's politics involved. As I mentioned, the reason they do these cuts often is political lobbying, actual cost control.
Venus's atmosphere has iron minerals? What?
One of the mysteries of Venus is that in ultraviolet light, it's got lots of dark streaks. And they don't know what causes the darkness, what molecules or material in the atmosphere causes that darkness in ultraviolet light. This is since the mid-70s. Some scientists now propose that it might be ferric oxide reacting with sulfuric acid in the atmosphere to produce two different minerals. It's all uncertain. This is really, really far out in engineer science, chemistry that we really don't understand very much about. We don't have a lot of data, so we'll just have to wait and see, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. It is prejudiced towards commercial space, but it records big space, and we're waiting for Artemis to work by 2030? I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.